Last year, Arizona Spotlight brought you a series of radio stories from producer Bria Dolnick called New Americans. Its purpose was to share personal stories about the refugee experience from some of Tucson's newest residents. Last semester at Catalina Magnet High School, Bria became the after-school mentor to a small group of teenagers who wanted to learn how to produce radio stories. The only thing these students had in common was that they were all international refugees, each of them struggling with the usual range of teenage issues, while also facing huge cultural and personal transformations. Today, we'll hear a story produced by Itango Ikoichi, an 18-year-old originally from Tanzania.
My name is Meharia Malay, and I'm the Extended Services Case Manager here at the International Rescue Committee, Tucson office.
How do you like your job of being caseworker?
I love my job. I know it gets challenging, but the outcome is really rewarding. So seeing clients succeed in the long run, it really helps me do my job better.
Speaking of challenges, what are like some challenges that you face?
For example, we have clients that they come here, they do not know the country, the culture, you know, they do not speak the language. Some of them are pre-literate, so there's no background education.
The relationship between the client and you guys.
So the IRC's role and the staff at IRC, we're basically a helping hand. And sometimes clients, they come with some information, either they misunderstand or they come with information that was given by someone else in the community that, you know, your agency is responsible for doing everything for you, where it's not like that. So our goal is to help clients become self-sufficient so that they can navigate the community. They don't have to depend on IRC. IRC services are only available up to 5 years. So the sooner the clients learn, the better it will be for them in the long run.
Is that like being caseworker was like your dream job?
My dream job is just helping people, working with refugee clients. It gives me a sense of self-fulfillment and, you know, it helps me better understand the challenges that others face so that I don't take things for granted. Me being a refugee really helped me understand other refugees better. And, you know, it inspired me to work with other people that are coming here and building their lives.
On the first 6 months when I came here, I just feel like sometimes I just felt alone. The refugee can't like create hate, you know, towards the agencies.
And the best thing that I suggest for when clients feel like that is to communicate with their caseworker and explain how they're feeling rather than keeping a distance and not coming to the agency. And if you don't come and communicate with us, then a lot of times we don't know. So the best thing to do is talk to your caseworker and explain, you know, this is something that I need help with and I'm really lost.
Yeah, I mean, the first year was awful.
It's always really hard.
The first year, I can still imagine, so I want to go back to Africa.
Yep, and trust me, the same thing happened to me. Within the first 3 months that I was here as a refugee in 2001, I said the same thing.
There's something I didn't ask and you like to add.
It's been a pleasure working with refugees and especially your family. I love your mom.
Thank you.
She's a strong woman. Clients like that, you know, helps me every day to come here and do my job the best that I can. Because I know that everybody who come here, they all feel challenged. They all feel like overwhelmed. It's just that you have to have patience. You have to work together with your caseworker. And then in the long run, you will see that maybe today it's not going well, but a year from now or 2 years from now, everything will be all right. You just have to have patience and, you know, work really hard, and we are here to help.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's Itango Ikoichi, one of a group of Tanzanian refugees who are students at Catalina Magnet High School. Over the past year, they've been producing their own radio stories from the ground up. Stay with us in the coming weeks to hear more from these young, new Americans who are finding their voices and sharing their stories.